Sacrificamos en las comunidades para levantar al pueblo a este estado en que estamos ahorita con éxitos, porque esta finca de hoy es un éxito grandísimo. Es una dedicación no solamente para los líderes del sindicato de campesinos, pero es algo importante para los líderes del sindicalismo de otros gremios. Quiero darles las gracias a ustedes, todos aquellos que pusieron sus manos, su fuerza y su salud para edificar este gran edificio. Así es que muchas gracias. Estamos con ustedes. Continuaremos batallando por ustedes, ayudándoles a ustedes, porque nosotros también algún día vamos a necesitar su ayuda. Un puntito únicamente, cuando explicaron acerca de esta insignia que se va a poner en los camiones en Los Ángeles, no mencionaron qué es la cantidad de dinero que se va a gastar. Se van a gastar $10,000 para poner esos artículos o esos rótulos en los camiones de la ciudad de Los Ángeles. Muchísimas gracias. Gracias, César Chávez.
Nuestros amigos de la Confederación de Los Ángeles, muchísimas gracias. Brothers and sisters. Hey! Brothers and sisters, in the primary election in Los Angeles in District 56, Assembly District 56, en Los Ángeles, en la elección primaria el día 4 de junio en el Distrito 56, un compañero y hermano nuestro ganó la primaria, quiere decir como quien ya ganó todo. To the brother who won the primary, Democratic primary in the Assembly District 56 in Los Angeles. And in that district, if you win the primary Democratic election, you're just as well, you've won everything. So just a matter of time. I want to introduce to you our new assemblyman, Art Torres. Al compañero Art.
¿Dónde está Esteban? Es un honor estar aquí con mis compañeros y compañeras. Y cuando llegamos a nuestra casa en Sacramento, no solamente voy a ser el legislador más joven, pero el legislador más mexicano. Y el legislador que no va a permitir a esos condenados Teamsters que nos roban nuestros contratos. ¡Que viva la causa! ¡Que viva la huelga! ¡Que viva la unión!
Thank you very much, Art. Things are changing. Things are changing. Están cambiando las cosas. We have brother Esteban Torres, who ran for a congressional district. He didn't make it this time, but he came close. ¿En dónde está Esteban Torres? From Teleco. Pásate para acá.
Gracias, César. Gracias, compañeros. Compañeras que me ayudaron en esa gran batalla para el Congreso unas cuantas semanas pasadas. Con mucho agradecimiento, vuelvo a Delano a darles las gracias, otra vez más a decirles que me comprometo con la lucha de ustedes, que es una lucha común, no nomás en los campos rurales, pero también los sectores urbanos, donde todos de nosotros tenemos que trabajar para una causa común, la causa de la huelga. Y en ese sentido la vamos a llevar a cabo hasta la victoria en el futuro cercano. Gracias. Thank you, brothers. Thank you, brothers and sisters, who in the last few weeks, many of you assisted me in trying to make a just struggle in terms of political representation. We didn't make it that time, but we're going to do it again. And just on that note, let me say that day before yesterday, the LA County Board of Supervisors authorized that November the 5th, El Pueblo of East Los Angeles, the people of East Los Angeles, will have the opportunity to elect their own city once and for all. We hope you're there to join us on that day. Thank you.
We have with us International Longshoremen Warehousemen's Union in San Francisco. We have our good friend, your friend, a brother, and a great supporter of the farm workers. Tenemos con nosotros un gran amigo, apoyador de la Unión de los Esquivadores en San Francisco, brother Jimmy Herman.
Brother Chavez, brothers and sisters, this is where anyone who works for a living, believes in trade unionism, and is engaged in the struggle for social justice belongs. And the ILWU is pleased again to participate with this great organization in celebrating the establishment of this center, but more important, in this celebration that gives the lie to those who think this union won't be around for a long time, and to those who buried it long before they themselves should have been buried to begin with. With me here today from the ILWU is a representative delegation from Northern California, led by Don Watson, a tireless fighter for this struggle. Representatives from Southern California, Nate DiBiase, our legislative advocate, Lou Loveridge, and others. I am reminded, since whenever there is a gathering of this kind, you can always expect that our adversary, the employer who places greed above humanity, that he's here and he's listening. And it reminds me of the story of Woody Guthrie, who was a great folk singer, a social activist, and wherever there was struggle, wherever there was difficulty on the part of people, Woody Guthrie would appear, he would sing, he would talk, he would agitate on behalf of social change, always on the side of people's struggles. He was in Butte, Montana, singing to the hard rock miners who had long been on strike. When he finished, he took out a piece of paper, was about to read, and someone from the back of the room said, "Listen here, Guthrie, where I come from, we'd use that paper that you're going to read from for toilet paper." The crowd began to get a bit upset, and Woody said, "Just a minute. No need to get mad." He said, "After all, people do have different ways of absorbing knowledge." So to those people who are here today, to those people that are here today who aren't enthusiastic supporters and completely dedicated to the life and the growth of this union, we don't care how they learn the right thing, just as long as they absorb the knowledge that this is a great a viable union that under no conditions will do anything but survive and grow under the leadership of Brother Chavez and all of the workers in this organization. If those people who manage agribusiness and if the others who like backdoor deals, if they want to see how you do things democratically and on top of the table, where the rank and file have a voice, where they're not disenfranchised, then they should pay close attention to this union, born in struggle, that exemplifies the finest in democratic traditions and trade union history. That's where they belong, learning those lessons. For the ILWU, and for all of the members of our union, I am here today not only to reaffirm support, but to guarantee the active, upfront participation of our total union, our resources, our energy, and our commitment. If everyone continues in the struggle we set out to achieve success in years ago, there's no way, it is inconceivable, that when the smoke is settled and the thieves are gone, there'll be a single trade union banner, the only banner that rightfully, that legitimately, and properly represents the aspirations of farm workers, and that is the banner of the United Farm Workers Union under the great leadership of Cesar Chavez. Thank you.
Hermanos y hermanas, we work with very closely, maturely and genuinely, not only knowledgeable of the problems of our union, but also helpful and willing to work with us, especially in these days where we have this tremendous task before us to save our union. From San Francisco, the Executive Secretary Treasurer of the California Labor Federation, FL-CIO, Brother John Henning. El compañero Henning, Secretario General de la Confederación de Trabajadores, FL-CIO del Estado de California.
Cesar Chavez, hermanas y hermanos. It's a great honor to be with you here in the name of the state AFL-CIO, which represents more than 1,600,000 workers in this state. And in a personal way to the Filipino brothers, I'm very proud today to be wearing this shirt, this barang, tagola. I didn't borrow it from Pete Velasco. I got it in the Philippines about 7 years ago. Today we're honoring two great elements in the history of this union. We're honoring the past, and we're giving tribute to all that has been done in the past, but we're also facing the challenges and the confrontations and the difficulties of the future. This is a center for Filipino workers. The union has made sure that they will not be thrown on the scrap heap of an industrial civilization. The Filipinos were essential to the success of the United Farm Workers. Without the Filipinos, there never could have been a United Farm Workers Union. Because in 1967, they merged the old Agricultural Workers Organizing Committee, AFL-CIO, which was overwhelmingly Filipino, with Cesar Chavez and a membership that was overwhelmingly Mexican. The Filipinos have been there from the early difficult years, and they will be with the union now, loyal and unshaken, unfrightened by any of the odds against the United Farm Workers in the future. Together, the Filipino workers, together with Mexican workers, those of Mexican nationality, and workers of every nationality, did what no union had ever been able to do. No union, however great in financial treasury, no union, however great in membership in other jurisdictions, they did what no other union ever did in the history of California agriculture. They brought the growers to their knees in Delano, and they got unionism in the fields for the workers. And they didn't organize from the top. They didn't organize by contracts and signed in paneled offices without reference to the workers in the fields. It's true there was no election apparatus. It was true there was no secret ballot method of determining the union the workers wanted. But there was no mistake. Unlike the approaches of other organizations, Chavez and the farm workers had thousands marching along the highways and the country roads of this state. They had thousands marching in the fields. There was no doubt who the farm workers of this state wanted. They wanted the United Farm Workers, and that's how the union...